People taking the bus to Belfast from this Sunday will be arriving in a brand new €350 million station in the city centre. It's the biggest integrated transport hub on the island and has come in on time and close to budget. In the months ahead, cross-border rail services will also terminate in the station, which opens for business on Sunday. Conor McCauley reports.
There's a big push on to get Grand Central Station ready in time for its first passengers this weekend. Cross-border bus services will be the first to run from this large Uri concourse close to the heart of the city. It's a flagship project of the Northern Ireland Executive and a massive step change in public transport provision on the island of Ireland. Chris Conway is the Chief Executive of Translink, Northern Ireland's public transport provider.
I mean, this is a world-class facility. You can see around you the scale of it and also all of the modern features we have here as well in terms of accessibility, contactless ticketing, new rail barriers, all of those types of things you expect to see in a modern station. This will be a game changer for public transport in Northern Ireland, supporting the social, economic, environmental well-being in Northern Ireland. It'll enhance connectivity right across Northern Ireland. You know, we'll have the capacity now to grow services connecting towns and cities right across Northern Ireland. This is really the hub of our network. And to grow our rail network as well in terms of frequency and capacity, but also to grow connectivity across the island of Ireland as well.
The new station replaces one that's been there since the early 90s. It will double the number of rail platforms from 4 to 8 and increase the number of bus stands from 17 to 26. Many people coming from Dublin to Belfast will be on the train. Now, the cross-border rail services will ultimately come into this station, but not yet. That's because there's a lot of testing to be done on the 6 kilometres of track and all the associated signalling equipment that's been put in place as part of this project. There's a lot happening in public transport. The brand new station, new cross-border trains promised by the end of the decade, and an hourly Dublin to Belfast rail service from next year, funded in part by the Irish government. It's going to mean lots of passengers. 20 million customer journeys a year is the estimate. And it's one woman's job to look after them all.
So I'm Louise Doyle. I'm the station manager for Belfast Grand Central Station. It is a really big, wide, lovely, open area. Loads of natural light. It's a really lovely environment to be in. Amazing staff. So when they come in the building, they'll get that lovely Belfast welcome. Retail will all be in place by the end of December, a phased opening. So it's just a lovely, nice area, lots of seats, lovely area to relax in, lots of customer information screens. It's going to be really good for the customer.
The outline business case for this brand new station was £300 million sterling. It's coming on time and just over budget at £340 million, which is pretty impressive given the challenges faced by the contractor.
I'm Dwayne McCready. I'm the project director for Fire and Cessair joint venture.
Yeah, we started in COVID and then we went through the material shortages. So right at the time when we were procuring this steel frame, the Ukraine war had just started and there was a period of time where we didn't know whether we could actually get the steel that we needed to build this structure. So we've had all sorts of challenges and then we've had resource challenges. You know, the construction industry is crying out for good people and a new diverse workforce, and all that builds up attention to keep the deadline and make sure we get it delivered on time.
Big public sector contracts of this run way over time, run way over budget. How come this has been built on time and effectively on budget?
Everyone's goal was always best for project. So when we came against the problem, which we did, say for example, material shortage, well, what can we do to get around that? How can we find a substitute that actually would be here on time? And having that collaborative piece has been really instrumental in what we've achieved here.
There's new on-street signage to guide passengers to and from the station. But there's a dispute about the signs inside the station. Irish language activists had asked for dual signage throughout. But for now, at least, it looks like the only Irish will be at the welcome desk.
That's our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, at Belfast Grand Central Station.